studio looks a little bit different right now because we've goggles on. There's water around. There's a big bin. And let's get producer Donald to take things over.
Spits and giggles number two. Hopefully you won't get as wet today, or I hope you will get as wet today. Rules are, I play your clips. You've got to listen to them and try not to laugh and spit over each other. If you're the first one to spit, the other person gets a point.
So the wetter you are, the more points you get.
That sums it up, Cooper. Are you all right with that, Una?
I wouldn't mind being the loser in this game.
Right, today's clips. Make sure you drink some water, please.
Hold it in their cheeks.
Yeah, don't swallow. Clip number one this week. Jill Scott was talking about a charity football match on the Overlap podcast, and Roy Keane was there to ensure things didn't go off topic.
I was playing a charity game at the weekend, and Marlon Harewood absolutely smashed us. Yeah. He's big, he's
a
guy. Big,
yeah, he was a big old thing on Marlon.
I said, no, you have to...
And what was the game like? Was that...
That's definitely a point to Cooper there.
Oh, my God. Will you aim for the bin?
Cooper got showered.
Oh, my God, you soaked me.
From here, I appreciate that, because that was funny. So, Una, you lose a point.
Bit of my drink.
I didn't think you were going to have some of my DNA.
Get some fresh water.
Get some water in. More water, Una, please. Thank you. That was funny. Number two, here's US anchor Mike Jerick talking about a gardening club in Philadelphia. It's quite a niche gardening club.
Is there a naked gardening club in Philly? Yeah, I'd like to see the hose. And the rake. Trowels.
That's another point to Cooper because...
Oh, my God!
Una just let that
all go. I'm
going
to have to pull my cup somewhere else because you keep just filling it back up
drink.
Again.
Sorry!
Wonderful. More water, please. It's currently 2-0
to... Oh, my God, there's a bit of purple snack on the top of my drink.
So, at this rate, it looks like you may be able to pick the last song of the show, Cooper, with 2 points. Yeah, yeah, we'll see how we go. Clip number three. Here's the Loose Women in the UK. That's what the name of the show. Talking about breakfast morning routines. Discussions got a little bit personal.
Proper breakfast. So, ask the question. Jane, can you get through the day without something inside you?
Oh, no. I prefer to. I don't like it really early in the morning.
3-0 to Cooper there.
Oh, my God.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was
I'll give
so
you that
funny.
One. That
I
was...
feel like this is revenge for last week. Every single clip, Una, come on.
3-0 to Una. Cooper,
my drink is
are you wet? Are you very wet?
Yeah, pretty wet.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll dry off.
Number four now. The legend Gino Di Campo here talking about a classic dinner time favourite on morning TV, and he's dug a little bit of a hole for himself.
Toad in the hole.
Sausage in the hole.
Toad
in the hole. No, but sausage in the hole sounds fantastic.
You go home and the wife says, what do you... I want the sausage in the hole.
I saw myself.
Oh, did you not do it over Cooper that
time?
Oh, she did.
Well, it's 4-0 to Cooper so far. Will it be the clean sweep now and Cooper picks the last song of the show? I think it's looking that way.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Wait to hear this, banger.
Final clip for this week. Here's longtime Bake Off judge Paul Hollywood, legend, getting a little confused with a contestant's cake bake.
It's a fairy garden.
Got a what, sorry?
A fairy garden now.
Fairy garden.
Fairy garden. Is it my accent?
Oh, a fairy garden. More like fair?
Fairy garden. No, fairy garden.
How big is your fairy garden?
5-0. That was all points to Cooper there, and Cooper is soaked.
Can I just pour this over here? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
They were so funny.
Right, it's time for me to pick the last song of the show. Here we go.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.